here on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Operations have resumed this morning at Istanbul's Ataturk International Airport following that massive terror attack there last night that has left 41 people dead, 239 others wounded.
We heard a blast. There was a big blast. And a few minutes later, another one followed. I mean, we saw a lot of people running around. They were all covered in blood.
You know, there was a lot of, you know, people falling down on the ground, not knowing what's going on.
Just chaotic scenes. It looked like someone had gone around with a bulldozer and just shredded the whole entrance to the terminal.
No immediate claim of responsibility, but Turkey's prime minister says all signs point to ISIS. Conflicting visions of Europe's future are complicating today's high-stakes EU summit in Brussels. Now that Britain has voted to leave the European Union, the remaining members of the bloc are focusing on what the EU will look like without the UK. EU founding nations in the West are leaning toward a tighter, closer union. Don't expect to take Metro to Reagan National Airport for a while starting next week.
Metro's next SafeTrack surges will shut down the station at Reagan National Airport for 14 days starting on July 5th at 8 p.m.
During the two-week surge, we will have extra resources out in the terminal helping to direct passengers.
Margaret McKeough is the COO for the Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority. She says airlines will also make announcements on arriving flights. Passengers are urged to use rideshare cars, taxis, or one of the free shuttle buses.
We'll stay in close touch with our partners at WMATA and make adjustments and further resources.
Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Italian Navy says today it has recovered the migrant ship that sank off Sicily last year with an estimated 700 people on board. That was one of the worst known tragedies of the Mediterranean migrant crisis. Millions of diesel Volkswagens around the world were rigged to pass emissions tests thanks to software that made them perform differently during inspections. Well, now the German automaker has reached a settlement with the U.S. Justice Department.
This is definitely going to hit Volkswagen's bottom line. The cost of the settlements total $14.7 million. Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates said VW agreed to offer to buy back the diesel cars from owners or fix the problem, fund pollution reduction projects, and invest in other projects that encourage Americans to use zero-emission vehicles.
We can't undo the damage that Volkswagen caused to our air quality, but what we can do is offset that damage by reducing pollution from future sources.
I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
You may be accustomed to taking Uber for a quick trip around D.C., but one Fairfax County man is hoping to take it much farther than that.
Russell Mitchelson wants to use the ride-sharing service to get to L.A.
I want to take an Uber from Washington, D.C. to Los Angeles in the course of 10 to 14 days.
The Fairfax man wants to make his Uber trips into a documentary.
I think it would be really interesting to be able to share the stories of the Uber drivers across the country.
He's now started a Kickstarter campaign to raise $10,000. About half of that money would pay for transportation, the other half for hotels and food. In fact, his final planned stop? In-N-Out, to try it for the first time. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And you can find a link to Russell's Kickstarter campaign at WMAL.com and on our Facebook page, WMALDC. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,410, the NASDAQ at 4692. Sports, the Nats beat the Mets. The O's get their sixth win in a row, beating the Padres again. WMDA, the Mystics entertain San Antonio in a matinee at Verizon Center. And Maryland swimmer Katie Ledecky easily advances to the finals of the 200-meter freestyle at the U.S. Olympic swimming trials. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Because there are a few hours of the day when you're not stuck in traffic.
What? Are you kidding me?
Listen on your desktop or go mobile with a WMAL app.
I would encourage each and every one of you to try this.
Get it today in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Comcast Business knows how to take your business to the next level. That's why we introduced Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro with next-level speed, coverage, marketing, and control features, all designed to help your business run smoothly. But we didn't stop there. Instead, we took it even further, which is why Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro offers what AT&T's Wi-Fi small site doesn't: professional installation, advanced security, and access to over 10 million hotspots nationwide. Looks like taking your business to the next level starts with ditching AT&T. Give your business an edge with Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for business. Restrictions apply. Available with Comcast Business Deluxe 50 and above. Call Comcast Business for details.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, heading through town. Extra time, you need to factor it in. Long-standing crash, though, finally gone. Southbound DC 295 between Burroughs and Benning Road. You should find lanes open. But after an hour, like I said, the pressure on through that stretch town. Inbound Suitland Parkway. Heavy to get past Alabama Avenue. Lanes there reported open. Wilson Bridge backup still pretty solid back near Route 5. Each direction leaving Springfield. Slow inner loop through Annandale. Outer loop to the crash at Van Doren. They're trying to get that to the shoulder. 66, we're bunched up through Falls Church each way. And then outside the Beltway, we'll have our normal delays, which you know that tedious trip takes you through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks. And Arundel County working a serious crash in Arnold. Now, a lot of commuters take Route 2, Ritchie Highway, headed toward Annapolis. It is shut down southbound 2 before you get to Route 50. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A couple of good days here coming up as a few clouds greet us this morning as high pressure pushes in. Front goes well east of us now out over the Atlantic. Sun and clouds 85, a northwest breeze this afternoon, mid-60s tonight. Sun and clouds tomorrow, maybe a thunderstorm in the afternoon, 86. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Stafford, 70 in Frederick, 72 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. Donald Trump slams the Trans-Pacific trade deal as a rape of our country. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
WMAL.
8:07 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. And at the bottom of this hour, we'll get the latest on the Istanbul terror attacks with the former CIA director, Ambassador James Woolsey. O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
I'm going to tell our NAFTA partners that I intend to immediately renegotiate the terms of that agreement to get a better deal by a lot, not just a little, by a lot for our workers.
That was Donald Trump yesterday and what was being touted as a big economic speech. Had to do with economics, had to do with trade. Joining us on the line right now, David Drucker, Washington Examiner, senior congressional correspondent who's been covering Capitol Hill and the campaigns and is a man who's plugged into all discussions of things political. Good morning to you, David.
Good morning, Brian.
All right, so this speech, who is this speech really aimed at? Because I noticed that he went to Pennsylvania to give the speech, and a lot of people drew comments on that. Who is he trying to win over with this particular address?
Well, look, I think a couple of people, I mean, a couple of different categories of voters. I mean, first of all, it's aimed at the Rust Belt, where manufacturing has been hurt. It probably is aimed at New England, where manufacturing is down from, you know, past years. I think he's going after white working class voters. I think he's trying to attract Bernie Sanders supporters, disaffected Democrats, people that feel like the Democratic Party's agenda isn't working for them. And look, there are a lot of Republican voters that over the years have come to have different opinions on trade and whether or not it's good for the U.S. economy from their point of view. And look, it's, you know, one, regardless of how this all works out, you know, one thing that is smart is to come up with a distinct and sort of well-communicated economic agenda, describe a problem, describe how you're going to fix it, and describe how people are going to benefit from it. And I think that's what Trump was trying to do yesterday.
Well, there's obviously a lot of tension between going after the NAFTA agreement and other free trade policies and what's considered pretty standard Republican orthodoxy. Is there going to be, I mean, I doubt that Paul Ryan agreed with much with what was said there. Is this going to be some continuing tension within the party?
Well, I think so, just because I think the party is really split on trade and economics. I mean, look, I think, first of all, you have voters across the country that tend to vote Republican that have been really doing so for cultural reasons, whether it's guns or gay marriage or abortion, social issues, but that don't really have a problem with big government or government involvement in the economy and aren't really that concerned about free markets per se and smaller government. I think a lot of these voters were for years Democratic voters that drifted away on cultural issues. And so what Trump's trying to do is combine the cultural and the economic. I think it's going to run afoul of Republicans in Congress, most of them, who have run as free market, small government, free trade type of guys. Now, a lot of Republicans in Congress recently voted against the Trans-Pacific Partnership, but they did so on the grounds that they didn't trust Obama to cut a good deal to make sure that it didn't involve some element of approving of illegal immigration. Most Republicans on Capitol Hill, in fact, have been working, you know, as they say, to end crony capitalism, to just get government out of the market entirely. Yeah. And so there is going to be tension there just because it's not the same as when Trump says something offensive about some group or another, but it is an issue where they just can't fully embrace his policies. I thought the biggest news, by the way, to come out of the speech was the fact that he said that he would not. His problem with the Trans-Pacific Partnership is not that it's a bad deal, that he doesn't believe in multilateral trade agreements. He wants only bilateral trade agreements. So he wouldn't just, you know, Hillary Clinton has said it's not up to par for her. It needs to be better. Trump's saying it can't be better. He'd pull out of it. And that would be a big win for China in the Asia-Pacific Rim because it's the way the U.S. is trying to assert influence and control in that region to counter China.
Yeah, so speaking of the campaign in writ large, a lot of people who are supporters of Donald Trump, Republicans, were a little concerned when they saw this poll that came out that showed Hillary with a 12-point advantage. There's a new Q poll that came out this morning. It has it basically within the margin of error, which I guess for people who are supporters of Donald Trump gives them some sigh of relief. Have you had a chance to look at that poll, and what do you draw from it?
Yeah, I draw – look at the averages is what I would draw. You know, there's always a poll out there to make everybody happy. But if there's one thing that I learned from 2012, it's to check the trends and look at the averages. And what all of the polls seem to be telling us is that Hillary Clinton has a lead of either a little or a lot. I tend not to think it's a lot. I tend not to think it's minuscule or non-existent. I think that it's a sizable – it's a lead of, you know, maybe 4 or 5 points. That's what the averages show. I think the average may be around 6, actually. I think the race is still winnable for Donald Trump, but I think he's losing. I think all of the polling shows us that. That's why the averages are so important.
David Drucker, what are you hearing with regard to the vice presidential pick for Donald Trump? I mean, he said that he wanted somebody who's a bit of a Washington hand, someone who knows their way around this town. Since you're the senior congressional correspondent, all eyes will obviously turn to Capitol Hill. What are you hearing?
Well, what we're trying to figure out is, who can he select that can wholeheartedly defend and promote his agenda? Again, because most Republicans on Capitol Hill tend not to agree with him on matters of policy, you know, let alone that he's a little bit more flamboyant than your average candidate, the issue is finding somebody who's willing to do the job. I mean, the names that have been mentioned on the Hill are Jeff Sessions, obviously, which is sort of like his policy. He's sort of like Trump's policy godfather. And some people have mentioned Tom Cotton from Arkansas. John Thune's name has popped up. He said he's not being vetted. And he didn't have to say that he wasn't being vetted. He could have just said that he's not interested. So that's interesting. And obviously, a lot of people have mentioned Bob Corker, the Senate Foreign Relations Chairman, who has kind of gone back and forth between praising and criticizing Trump. Those are the names that we hear.
All right. Well, listen, it's pretty interesting stuff. I noticed that, going back to that Q poll for just a second, that the independents seem to be pretty evenly split when you get into the internals of that poll. Are you surprised by that?
I mean, not necessarily. Look, Mitt Romney won independents 4 years ago, still lost the election. I think that the country is split politically. Partisanship is a lot more entrenched than in decades past. I mean, you know, when we think of the landslide elections of the 80s and sizable election victories of the 90s, I mean, we're just a lot more of a partisan split country these days.
Sure are, yeah.
So that doesn't necessarily tell me anything other than, again, it's a race that is competitive. It could still go either way, but one candidate I think is clearly leading. It's just that, you know, there's 3-4 months to go, and a lot can happen.
All right, we'll leave it right there. David Drucker, who is the Washington Examiner senior congressional correspondent covering some campaigns as well, thank you for joining us. Greatly appreciate it.
Anytime. Thank you.
It is now 8:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, Virginia Beltway, I like when they can clear it quickly. The crash out of Loop Van Dorn out of the travel lanes, even though we have heavy delays as you push north, that coming out of Newington. But a lot of that volume also continues interloop through Annandale, Tysons toward the Legion Bridge. A pretty solid lineup this morning. Now, inbound on the toll road, we're good through Herndon and Reston. It's just a merge onto that Beltway slowdown. And if you're continuing onto the connector road to exit onto 123. 123 through McLean has been uneventful this morning. Good. George Washington Parkway southbound, right near Spout Run, is where the heaviest delay begins. So we like that. Just heading down toward the Memorial Bridge. 395, heavy in Landmark, and then it comes and goes through King Street, Shirlington, and across the 14th Street Bridge in the district. Longstanding crash, finally out of the travel lane. Southbound 295 before you get to Benning Road, but still big delays persist. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Here it is, sunshine, a few clouds today, 85 tonight, clear skies, 65 tomorrow, sunny, maybe a shower coming through, 86. Now, let's look at the long holiday weekend. Friday in the low 90s, Saturday in the upper 80s, Sunday in the mid 80s, 4th of July in the low 80s. There is a slight chance of showers, but temperatures looking pretty good throughout the entire holiday weekend. Currently in the nation's capital, 70 degrees, 8:17 on WMAL.
We are ramping up toward the Republican National Convention. It will be the convention.
Can I just say, I've always wondered why we choose a song written by a group called Europe to describe the U.S. election.
Because we are very, very focused on the lyrics, not the creator.
I just noticed that. Okay, go ahead.
This is, in fact, the
Sorry
final
to divert.
Countdown. I don't think you are. The Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio, of all places, where Donald Trump will be nominated, unless something spectacularly historic happens. He will be nominated the presidential nominee for the Republican Party. And we're starting to get some understanding about what this convention will look like. And it was announced yesterday that it looks like a bunch of sports figures will be joining the proceedings. We got former head coach of the Chicago Bears, Mike Ditka, is going to be there.
Okay.
Mike Ditka, an outspoken guy.
This is so stupid, it's appalling.
Yeah, that's your Mike Ditka guy. He's got some Super Bowl rings, and he's you know, entertaining.
Yeah.
Bobby Knight out of Indiana, again, former coach for the Indiana Hoosiers. And then there's this guy.
He should be president of the United States. That's what he should be.
So he's got your vote?
Yeah, hell, big time. Why wouldn't anybody like that? A guy that came from where he came from and doing what he's doing, and that feel, and now this is where he's at now.
Guy came from where he came from, you know, the son of a millionaire.
That was Mike Tyson?
That is Mike Tyson. And I wonder if you are okay with the former heavyweight champion, also convicted rapist, being there to endorse the Republican candidate. 888-630-9625. Do you think this is a good idea or a bad idea to have a convicted rapist as a special featured guest at the Republican National Convention? Let's not forget, Mike Tyson, yes, I understand he was convicted. He paid his debt to society. But his views on women are, well, still rather unseemly.
But what really he needs to understand is that eventually if you keep doing that stuff, man, people will turn on you. The press will make the whole people turn on you and make you bad. And, you know, he's selling out arenas now, you know.
That's Mike Tyson talking about Chris Brown. And, you know, when he says...
But what really he needs to understand is that... eventually, if you keep doing that stuff, man, people will turn on you.
Yeah, so doing that stuff means beating up on Rihanna and beating up on women. You know, you can't keep beating up on women because the media will turn on you. That's the reason why you shouldn't beat up on women, because the media will turn on you.
Well, you look, I like Mike Ditka. I followed him as a young man when I used to follow the Dallas Cowboys, and then, of course, when he went on to be a coach. And Bobby Knight, a very, very respected coach.
but a guy with anger management issues. Let's just all agree on that. So you got Mike Ditka, who's sometimes seen as an angry white guy. You got Bobby Knight, who's seen as sort of an angry white guy. And then you got a guy who spent 3 years in prison because of a rape.
But not a white guy.
But not a white guy.
You got that.
But still, I mean, I'm not sure these are the role models that the Republicans ought to run to. I hope that there are others. I hope that this is not the total sports package that Donald Trump's going for. I'd like to, if you got somebody like Peyton Manning now, I would say that'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
Tom Brady, we understand he's a supporter. Maybe that would be something and it'd be good. But I'm not real thrilled about these three.
Maybe Albert Pujols. I would leave the rapist at home at least. I'm mm-hmm. okay with Ditka and Bobby Knight. Jeff and Clinton, you're on WMAL. You okay with Mike Tyson showing up there and being part of the convention proceedings?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good.
What do you think?
I don't care for the three myself, Tyson in particular, but the Democrats better not attack it because, one, Hillary defended a rapist before. Two, McAuliffe just gave everyone their voting rights and they were convicted felons. So that's be the pot calling the kettle black.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I have fine responses for my lefty friends on Facebook or if I'm supposed to debate this issue on television or on the radio. You're right. There are fine answers to the Clinton people when they attack this. But why even do it?
I mean, what is the goal of somebody who goes to a convention to speak on your behalf? That it resonates with the voters in America. And are these the three guys that will do that? I'm not sure. Maybe, you know, Ditka will do well in Chicago. He'll do well for them in Illinois.
I think Ditka and Bobby Knight actually will resonate with people. I'm not quite sure why you bring Mike Tyson up there. But I mean, Jeff, the real question, I understand the accusation, you know, the counter charge against Hillary. That's fine. We can do that. But still,
what's the advantage?
I don't think there is one, and I think it's poor advising by his people.
Yeah.
Maybe they had a long-term friendship, you know, through the boxing years, but it's ridiculous. There has to be better people to bring forward. And even like you said, Brian, speaking in Chicago were maybe more localized, but this is going to be national.
Yep.
And it's going to resonate in the rural and mom-and-pop areas. And I don't think it's going to resonate well.
Thanks, Jeff. 822 on WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
It's the Ted Britt Summer Sales Event. It's going on now. You're going to find the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock with prices of up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of Chevrolet, Ford, and Lincoln models. And Ted Britt is proud to offer the Military Appreciation and First Responders $1,000 cash bonus. That's going to thank the heroes serving in our military and our community. So get out there, get a great deal. But here's what I really love about Ted Britt Automotive. Listen, I've been there. You know, you go out there and you're negotiating a deal and you really want that car. And you always have this nagging suspicion in the back of your head. Maybe I'm not getting the best deal. And these guys, you know, they're going to give me this deal and they're going to walk away and I'm never going to see them again and they're not going to stand behind the vehicle. Well, not with Ted Britt. No, they've got a program called Ted Britt for Life. They know you're going to be coming back. They want customers for life and they're going to guarantee that every car is taken care of. Because it's got a standard lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. So you can trust Ted Britt Automotive. Visit one of their 9 great locations or go online, tedbritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks, a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs, or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Secure It webpage. Thank you.
Hey, everybody, it's...
Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 270 southbound in Urbana, just past Route 80. Looks like we have a minor crash, so it's keeping us below speed. And then you'll hit some of that volume 109 Germantown, Rockville down through to the Beltway with your travel lanes open. Now getting down to the Beltway for 29 commuters, southbound is going to be slow, passing 216 over toward the Patuxent. We had that huge pothole crews we're dealing with yesterday, so we still have delays in that area. Northbound on 29, approaching 175 for the crash, so Columbia commuters going northbound. You had some unusual backups. Normal slowdowns topside from College Park to Silver Spring. We're clearing out outer loop near 202. Accident out of the roadway, still a little bit of extra volume. DC 295 southbound near Benning, crash cleared. We're still heavy across the 14th Street Bridge, Memorial Bridge with the rush hour slowing, Wilson Bridge backups before St. Barnabas Road. Traffic update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com, get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. You can activate MyCleanPC software and clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty good look and feel now to the air mass. Dry weather settling in after the rain and thunder yesterday evening. Sunshine mixing with clouds today up near a pleasant 85 with a northwest breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees. It is now 8:27.
Rick Springfield is set to perform at one of the ancillary events surrounding the convention. So are the Beach Boys. So will Journey. Not on stage at the convention, but they'll be performing. And,
in the area? Gotcha.
And according to Bloomberg, who quotes organizers of the RNC, there will be sporting figures like Bobby Knight and Mike Tyson and Mike Ditka. But now, at 2:30 in the morning, we got an article out of Daily News that now Trump is denying that Tyson will be there.
He says,
yeah, he's saying the media makes everything up. So Bloomberg reported it, quoted members of the organizing team for the convention saying it is going to happen, but now that's made up and he won't be there. So there you go. So there you go. We already got results on this one.
Yeah.
Even if it was 4 hours before we even talked about it.
Before we even whined.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So maybe Mike Tyson won't be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Mike Love will be there.
Yes, that's right.
8:28 on WMAL.
Five years ago, a woman from Chicago found herself single when her engagement was abruptly called off. She began the search to meet normal, well-educated professionals like herself. Her friends set her up on blind dates. She tried the bar scene and contemplated online dating, but she wasn't comfortable with any of those options. The ideal date, she decided, was a lunch date or drink after work, a fun, laid-back, stress-free way to meet other professional singles. Thus, It's Just Lunch was founded, and the rest is history. Dating can be simple and worry-free. Besides, it's just lunch or a drink after work. To celebrate 25 years of worry-free dates, It's Just Lunch has a special offer for you during the month of June. You have nothing to lose except your single life. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com to learn more. Call today and start dating tomorrow.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
I kept on trying, learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
New terrorist attacks in Turkey. We'll talk to the former CIA director, James Woolsey, right after the news. It's 8:30.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. American officials are taking a close look at the terror attack last evening at the airport in Istanbul.
U.S. intelligence officials telling CNN that this does bear all the hallmarks either of an ISIS-directed attack or of an ISIS-inspired attack. Now, Turkey is no stranger to terrorism. There have been at least six terrorist attacks in Turkey this year alone, the majority of them carried out either by Kurdish separatists known as the PKK or else by ISIS.
Correspondent Clarissa Ward. ISIS is now believed to have struck in Turkey at least four times in the past year. Former U.S. ambassador to Turkey, James Jeffrey, says there is an urgent need for a different kind of action against the Islamic State.
We need to act more quickly. As we just saw in the Iraqi town of Fallujah, when the U.S. and local allies mount a strong offensive, these guys can be pushed back. We need to destroy ISIS as a state and as an army and as a refuge where they can plan attacks like this, because this was clearly a planned ISIS attack.
Jeffrey says defeating ISIS will require more U.S. boots on the ground as well as what he calls a stronger effort out of Washington. World stocks are up sharply today as worries have eased about the uncertainty that followed Britain's vote to leave the European Union. The British pound also rose as talks got underway among European leaders today in Brussels.
There it is.
All right.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe has signed an executive order directing state agencies to come up with specific ways that Virginia can act to cut carbon emissions. This comes as the governor and the Republican-led General Assembly have clashed over who has the authority to implement the state's portion of the president's proposed carbon emission rules. There are new signs of optimism among Illinois lawmakers about a bipartisan deal to keep the state operating without a full budget. The Illinois legislature meets today for the first time since lawmakers adjourned in May without approving a full-year spending plan. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,410, the Nasdaq at 46,92. Sports, the Nationals pad their NL East lead with another win over the Mets. The O's maintain their leadership of the AL East with another win in San Diego. WNBA, a midday contest at Verizon Center today as the Mystics host San Antonio. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for U.S. consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks, a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs, or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
Whether it's you or a loved one, struggling with depression can be debilitating. At TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. With TMS, an FDA-cleared, non-invasive, and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. Now accepting most insurance. Treat your depression now. Contact us for your free consultation at hopetms.com.
I'm Dr. Will Sauvé, a psychiatrist with TMS NeuroHealth Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 95 pretty much clearing out through Stafford. Dale City to Woodbridge slow. Lorton off and on up through to the Beltway. Now the inner loop, I see very little break as you leave Springfield toward the American Legion Bridge. It's just been a solid lineup this morning. Outer loop, on the other hand, we had the first crash at Van Dorn. It was cleared. We had one right behind it. They just cleared that one to the shoulder as well, so quite slow. Heavy through Landmark, Shirlington to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Now for Maryland, 95. Southbound, the crash south of 32. You should find lanes now open. Columbia, 29. We're struggling again this morning. First, northbound before 175 for the crash, and then southbound 29 jam before 216 to get over the Patuxent River. Yesterday's where we had the large pothole. Now I have a report of a crash in that same area. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain's done for now. Had some bigger storms yesterday. Now clouds mixing with clear sky for the first part of the day and a nice dry 85 this afternoon. I say dry because of northwest breezes. Driving down the dew points, drier air, less humidity. 65 and clear tonight. On Thursday, 86 isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. Most of us stay dry. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now, 70 in Manassas, 70 in Bowie, 72 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. We heard a blast. It was a big blast, and a few minutes later, another one followed. I mean, we saw a lot of people running around. They were all covered in blood.
You know, there was a lot of, you know, people falling down on the ground, not knowing what's going on.
Just chaotic scenes. It looked like someone had gone around with a bulldozer and just shredded the whole entrance to the terminal.
A tragic scene at the airport in Istanbul in Turkey, 41 dead. They say now more than 230 people were injured. A terrorist attack within moments, the Turkish government said it appeared to be the work of ISIS. Here to help us analyze this further, Ambassador James Woolsey, former CIA director. Ambassador Woolsey, it's good to have you here on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning.
Good to be with you.
All right, so what do you read it? I mean, it's very quick. The assessment came, this has all the hallmarks of an action by ISIS.
Well, it's because, although there are some exceptions, generally speaking, the PKK, the Kurdish independence group that has launched some terror attacks in Turkey, it goes after military facilities and government institutions, whereas ISIS tries to kill as many people as possible and publicity and so on. And this looks more ISIS-like. As I said, it's not a clear, bright line, but this looks more ISIS-like to people who study these things carefully, I think.
So we have the airport attack in Brussels that appears to have been a coordinated ISIS cell.
Mm-hmm.
And now if the Istanbul one is as well, plus we had the nightclub attack in Orlando 2 weeks ago that was inspired, at the very least, inspired by ISIS rhetoric and ISIS ideology. We're seeing this pattern now of these soft targets where lots of people congregate as just targets for the people who want to carry out the worst possible intentions. Is there any realistic defense against this kind of attack?
Well, we can do something that I think would matter a lot. One thing is to realize that we're at war, and we got to take actions that are consistent with wartime because we can't just sit here and let them continue to blow us and our allies up whenever they feel like it. They will suffer some setbacks in Iraq and Syria as our fighting there improves. That's mainly Kurds and Shia and going against ISIS, and they're making some progress. But the main thing we have to do, I think, is protect ourselves here at home. And one thing we need is you get rid of a lot of this alienation between the folks who believe in civil liberties and folks who believe in security, both are important, and we need both liberty and security. And one thing to do would be to have essentially a public-private partnership between the relevant parts of the government and the companies. Google, Facebook, that collect huge amounts of data and make it available on the internet. You can buy it. It's commercially there. And the statistical sophistication that has been implemented in recent years by Sapien and other firms, taking sources, hundreds and hundreds and thousands of sources of publicly available data, and turning it into something that can give you a feel for when there's a terrorist group and where, if one of them is going to such and such a town or the other's right. going. That kind of thing is plausible, but we have to work together. We can't just have the government want to do whatever it wants to do, and in the name of civil liberties, people saying, I don't want the government to know anything about what I do. But that won't work.
You know, I'm very glad to have you here as a former director of the CIA, because I've been very interested in the things that the current director of the CIA said the other day on Capitol Hill during testimony when he talked about ISIS. Here's just a little snippet of it, then I want to ask you a question.
Despite all our progress against ISIL on the battlefield and in the financial realm, our efforts have not reduced the group's terrorism capability and global reach. And the group would have to suffer even heavier losses on territory, manpower, and money for its terrorist capacity to decline significantly.
He went on to say that they're trying to expand to the west through refugee routes, the southern border, for example. He went on to say that they're struggling with money, but they're finding alternative ways to fund their operations, which is very much counter to the narrative one hears from the Obama administration. And you're a former CIA director. When you see the current CIA director go in such a public way and say things that run counter to the administration's statements on the issue, what do you draw from that? What was Brennan trying to do there?
Well, I think he was calling it straight, and the administration is not. The administration has a narrative, and they follow the narrative. And if something doesn't fit with the narrative, they fiddle around with it till it looks like it fits with the narrative. And the hell with the narrative. The narrative doesn't matter. We don't care what the public relations successes or failures are. We want to keep terrorists from doing things like they did in San Bernardino and in Florida.
Do you see this as Brennan sending a message that, hey, listen, something it could happen here. We don't have this under control. And if it happens, don't say I didn't warn you.
Yeah. Well, maybe to some extent, it's good that he and other leaders, some of our military leaders, have been, I think, even more explicit. They're right. We cannot prevail just by doing what the Obama administration has been doing, and the Obama administration is causing a big problem by not talking clearly about what we are doing. If we were in Massachusetts in the late 1600s, let's say, and some of us Puritans were killing witches, then we aren't saying, when we say we don't want the Puritan witch killers, we want them to stop, we want to change, we want to put them in prison, something. We aren't calling all Puritans witch murderers because we do that, and we aren't calling all Muslims radicals or killers if we say that some of them are jihadis. Some of them are trying to kill us. It's a subset. It's a group. It's a portion of Islam, certainly not all of it. And somehow the administration finds it absolutely impossible to say straightforward things like that.
Ambassador James Holtz, we got to leave it there, but we appreciate you joining us as always day. And you know, the president says, you know, oh, well, what difference? People think that you're just saying a magic word and somehow that will make a difference if you call them radical Islamic terrorists. It's remarkable when so many experts say it's a big deal when you can't name your enemy. But that's why I miss having grown-ups in charge of our national security.
Coming up in a moment, a story that Larry is very excited about. A guy was in the news a while back, is back. He'll tell you about it in just a moment. It's 844.
Questions about your retirement? We can help. Call Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines, at 888-833-8637. And listen every Saturday at noon.
Listen very closely. You've heard me talk about this before, but I've got a new nugget of information that you'll find exciting. Summer vacation season is upon us, and you need to think about whether or not your home is protected while you're away. And by the way, if you have a security monitoring service, how much are you paying for it? Is it $30, $40, $50 a month? Well, that's too much. You need to stop it because you can do better. You can call the folks at Ackerman Security Systems and get monitoring for burglary, fire, medical alert, carbon monoxide for just $19.95 a month. They can switch your existing service for free so you start saving immediately, but listen to this. Backed by popular demand, their best offer. Switch your service to Ackerman by July 31st and get up to six 6 months of monitoring free. Now is the time to take action. With over 40 years' experience, you can trust the professionals at Ackerman. They're the only company with a guaranteed response time. Technology, they've got it. They got the bells and whistles. They'll be able to see what's going on in your home simply by looking at your smartphone. How cool is that? That's just a few dollars more. So call Ackerman Security now. Protect your home and family. Remember, make the switch by July 31st. Get up to 6 months of monitoring absolutely free. 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Boy, I'm watching this closely, Larry, and on 29 Maryland, we had two separate problems. First, southbound, as you come south trying to get into Burtonsville, we're struggling again this morning. Jam before 216 to get you to the Patuxent. And what happened yesterday, we had the large pothole. We have an accident in the same area. I'm not sure if it's pothole related, but watch for police directing you at the scene there. Now, northbound 29, north of that activity, delays from 32 to just about 175 with a crash. Southbound 95, stop and go between 32 and 216. Then you're good to the Beltway. A little bit of volume on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway and Fort Meade and Laurel. However, it's cleared out inside the Beltway. I love it. Good shape as you head down to the split at New York Kenilworth Avenue. Once on New York Avenue, heavy to Bladensburg Road. And then what happened with this FedEx truck? Didn't quite make the turn on Florida Avenue, westbound, trying to get onto New York Avenue. You'll see a lot of activity. This huge truck stuck trying to make that turn. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain's done for now. Had some bigger storms yesterday. Now clouds mixing with clear sky for the first part of the day and a nice dry 85 this afternoon. I say dry because of northwest breezes. Driving down the dew points, drier air, less humidity. 65 and clear tonight. On Thursday, 86 isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. Most of us stay dry. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Hey, you know what? It's just going to be gorgeous today. The temperature heading up at 85, currently 73 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 847.
Welcome back. I am so excited. This is great. An old friend of our show, an old friend of America, is back here because he's been gone for a little while. In fact, that's probably not the right song. How about this one? Because it's none other than Ahmed the Clock Boy.
What?
Ahmed the Clock Boy, who left this country and went to Qatar to do his study with his family. He was a guest.
Some people call it Qatar.
Yeah, I call it Qatar. And he was the guest of the government there because America was so bad for him. He left because...
It was pretty hard living in America and going to school being Muslim.
Yeah, I remember how bad it was for him. And so he
things
was there.
Must not have been all that
well,
swell in Qatar, huh?
Returned to the United States of America. And listen, we talk about Ahmed a lot, but the important thing is that he invented a clock.
I see no evidence that this is any creation in it whatsoever, and that there was any modification or any even assembly of anything to have made things out of a kit, for example.
That's engineer Thomas Talbot debunking the idea that he even invented anything. But that didn't stop the president of the United States inviting him to the White House. And don't forget the way the president invited Ahmed the Clock Boy.
You didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Oh, wait, he said. No, he said it was very different what he said to him. He said, wait, great clock there, Clock Boy, or Ahmed. And he got feted by everybody. He was invited to Facebook. He was invited to Google because,
became a real celebrity
over
this. Apparently, he disassembled an existing clock.
And then put it into a metal briefcase and made it look like a bomb.
That's right.
Yeah, and he was told not to bring it to school, and he did. And he was told to put it away, and he didn't put it away, and he was actually then investigated.
Yeah, I love this line here. From his dad, I guess it is. It says,
Ahmed and his nuclear family, Miss America. I don't think I would have used the word nuclear.
Nuclear is probably not the right word for a man associated with a bomb. Yeah. Maybe it was a dirty bomb and we didn't know that.
That's right.
Listen, like any other teenager who brought a prop bomb to high school and became a fake internet sensation and was a propped up symbol for American racism against Muslims, even though Islam is not a race, and then fled the country to study in another foreign country as a guest of that country's government, like any other teenager in that circumstance, Ahmed is now here in America looking for a good summer program, you know, a summer camp or something. And guess what? MIT, Facebook, and NASA have all contacted him. They want him back, you know, because if they don't invite him, they'll be accused of Islamophobia. In fact, I'd like to take this opportunity, if I may, to invite, you know, forget MIT, forget NASA. Ahmed, we want you to sit in right here on Mornings on the Mall.
Come be on our program.
You will learn so much from us. There's a lot of technology going on. We've got clocks everywhere.
Yeah, that's right.
And exactly, they're all red and digital and counting up all the time in a very harrowing fashion.
Mike McKay will show you how to run the board.
He could reassemble one of these clocks and make it look like a bomb like that. I mean, we would love that. And he'd also learn a lot about media bias. He'd learn a lot about fake accusations of Islamophobia and racism.
Right.
We would love for him to join us because, after all, he is Ahmed the Clock Boy, and he will forever be ingrained in our hearts.
That's right.
We want you, Ahmed. It's time to increase your education right here on WMAL for your summer internship, and we promise we will treat you properly. It's 8:51.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
If you're even thinking about replacing your home's air conditioner in the next few years, check this out. The Right Now special from Snell Heating and Air gives you a chance to save big, avoid frustration, and beat the rush. Right now really is the best time to call Snell at 703-450-6300. When it gets scorching hot, that's the worst time to do it. But right now you can make a smart decision and you can save a boatload, up to $2,475 installed by my stand-up guys. We've been showing folks for years how to battle high energy bills and to protect their family's comfort. So beat the rush right now and book your appointment today.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Loneliness doesn't just manifest in your mind. It can also affect your heart. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. We've known for a while now that loneliness and isolation can have a negative impact on your immune system, even speed up cognitive decline. But a new study is showing for the first time that it can also hurt your heart. British researchers found that being lonely or socially isolated was associated with a 29% increased risk of heart disease and a 32% increased risk of stroke. That's about the same increase in risk that comes along with other factors like anxiety or having a stressful job. The authors suggest addressing loneliness and social isolation may have an important role in the prevention of two of the leading causes of morbidity in high-income countries. They recommend interventions like educational programs, social activities, cognitive behavioral therapy. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
All right, so you know logically in your mind it makes a great idea to rent your house out, right? I mean, listen, there are a lot of people coming into this area, the Washington, D.C., Maryland area, Virginia area, and they're coming here and they don't want to buy. Okay, maybe they only have to live here for a couple of years because they're working in government, or maybe because it's just the entry point in this very hot market here is too high for a lot of people. So they're renting. So that means you can make a whole boatload of money renting your home out, but you don't want to deal with the hassles, right? I mean, I get it. Trust me, I had to rent one of my properties one time, and I didn't want to do it. I ended up selling it because it was just too much of a hassle having to deal with a rental property. Well, that's where Renter's Warehouse comes in. I love these guys. They are the experts in rent estate, the professional landlords of rent estate. They're going to take care of all of the things you don't want to deal with, so you can just collect the money and get all the great tax savings and appreciation and equity you get from renting your home out. They're going to help you find quality tenants for top dollar on average in just 17 days. They'll find all the they'll handle all the paperwork, the rent collection, the 3 a.m. phone calls, and all for a flat fee of just $80 a month. Find out how much your home will rent for. You'll get a free rent price analysis from Renter's Warehouse right now. 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370. Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
It is 8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway, we've just had a slow go at it this morning, still coming out of Lorton, Newington, jammed to get onto each loop of the Beltway, inner loop off and onto the Legion Bridge, and the outer loop. We had two separate accidents heading toward Van Doren. They should both now be to the shoulder. Please tell me nothing remains blocked. Heading to the Wilson Bridge, definitely seeing some improvement. Delays now at St. Barnabas Roads. We're not the whole way back to Route 5. Northbound DC 295 north of the Naval Research Lab. Heavy to get to the inbound 11th Street Bridge. We have a crash reported along the way. Freeways heavy in each direction. Maryland, do watch. We still have some activity from the crash. Southbound 29 as you try to head from 216 to get you across to Patuxent before you get into Burtonsville. Northbound 29 before 175. Lanes reopened from the crash there. And FedEx truck stuck trying to make the turn in the district. Westbound Florida Avenue at New York Avenue. Everyone's slow. Update brought to you by Here Maps. Now, wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps, free app that has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn navigation means that you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty good look and feel now to the air mass. Dry weather settling in after the rain and thunder yesterday evening. Sunshine mixing with clouds today up near a pleasant 85 with a northwest breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 73 degrees. It is now 8:57.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks, a child in the US dies when furniture, TVs, or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer which is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
Wednesdays.
The one, the only, Mr. Jay Leno.
Jay Leno returns to CNBC.
We've done some dumb things on this show, but this is right up there.
The shows are bigger.
This car is the essence of cool.
The rides are faster. And the laughs are louder. Jay Leno's Garage. Premiere episodes Wednesdays, 10 Eastern and Pacific.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Only on CNBC.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
I kept on trying, learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Why do 8 out of 10 drivers prefer Lyft over the competition? Could be that you earn up to $1,500 a week driving your own car during hours you choose. Give enough rides each week and you can keep up to 95% commission. That's right, 95%. Better yet, we'll start you off with a $500 bonus. That's right, $500 for each new Lyft driver in Washington, D.C. And you'll only earn more from there. Whether you're putting money toward a mortgage, saving for vacation, or just looking for a better way to earn, choose Lyft. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com today. While you jot that down, here's another fun fact. Lyft is the only app that allows tipping, and 60% of our rides tip the driver. Because at Lyft, drivers come first. Be your own boss, pick your own schedule, and get paid weekly. Experience the difference of Lyft and pocket that $500 bonus by applying at LYFTDC.com today. Terms apply.
Well, tomorrow we'll have Ambassador John Bolton, Secret Service Officer Gary Byrne, and Jake Tapper will join us.
Here's Chris.